Over to you.
Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you. I'm just going to get more water. I have various bits of material, which I may or may not use. But the thing is, I have my tissues. All right? Like to cry, don't worry about it. So I have two packs. And a spare. Oh, I feel so welcome. I feel very much at home. This is good, isn't it? Yeah. So, we've got a lot to get through this morning. Wow. So, yeah, I've been very excited. I've been looking forward to this day since we decided on it in June. So this is not an accident, right, this morning, that I'm here, that you're here. And most importantly, God's here, which is great, isn't it? Otherwise, we may as well pack up shop and go home, watch the highlights, the rugby, whatever you want, whatever, you know. But before I forget, I wrote a book. Some of you got it. Who's got this book? Okay, my goodness, a lot of people. Right, so obviously it's a riveting read, as they say up north. It's a right riveting read. So it's all about... you don't mind if I kind of wobble a bit, like kind of like this sometimes, you know, is that all right? You know, it's just that's the way I am, you know, just like, you know. And anyway, it's all about the prophetic. There's bits on dream interpretation in here. There's a whole chapter on that. Pressing into God, how to listen to God. What do you do when you get a prophecy, foundational principles, all that sort of stuff. So I think this is a kind of recommended book on Ignite as well. So I did have 30 copies, but I have 7 left, all right, because I actually stopped off at a church yesterday in Essex and gave a workshop for 4 hours, and they bought 22 of them, so I do apologise. So I think we'll just put them back or on that table. So you can, actually I might hang on to it because I might actually read it, you know, not now, but yeah. If you can pay, it's 8 for 1, 2 for 15, 3 for 20, or whatever you think you can afford. And if you can't afford it and you'd like to read it, just take one, you know. So the funds are going to help us set up we're going to set up a prophetic center in the Northeast. Speaks of Life Prophetic Center. So that's what the book's called. So this is by River Publishing. That's that published Di Chapman's books. So they do Bill Johnson's, Heidi Baker's, and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, there we go. So that's that. Friday, Sunday the 5th. 5 is the number of grace. We know that. Yes, Grace Sunday. Amazing, where's Paul? That song, I was going to ask for that song. You know, I am a child of God, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I forgot to say, if we're going to sing a song, can we sing that one this morning? So you finished on that, which was amazing. So, good job. Right, what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to look at Facebook, all right? I'm not getting my phone out to look at Facebook. All right, just to let you know. But, you know, if the... If the preacher's no good, I might just, you know. Right up the front. So, what else have I got to say by introduction? That's enough, wasn't it? So that's good. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the world. I'm actually, as Kerry says, I'm actually 102 years old. I've got great skin. Somebody high up in the cosmetic industry the other day said, Mark, you have no wrinkles. You're 55 years old. You have no wrinkles. I'm thinking. And I went home and told my wife, and she said, yeah, but when you go like this, you know, you've got wrinkles. I'm like, oh, you spoilt it now. Hi, Di, I didn't see you. I've just mentioned your books. Were you there? They're amazing. Read Di's books. They're great. They really are. Ha. So, before we start, because I'm going to talk about grace. I'm going to connect the Hebrews passage with the year that we're in the Hebrew year. Okay? Do we know what year we're in the Hebrew year? Do people know? Put your hand up if you know, sorry? Yes, but it's actually got a number. It's got a number. Correct. It's 5777. All right, in the Jewish, the Hebrew calendar, yeah? Starting in Rosh Hashanah in October. That's right. So I'm going to connect a message for 2017. All right? I know we're into February, but it's not too late. For 2017 with grace and the song that Paul sang. There we go. There's a connection. So while you're trying to figure out how I'm going to do that, I'd like to share this scripture. It's just, it's in my daily reading. It's going to speak to some of you, and we're going to ask that God would encounter you right here, right now. Yeah. So, you don't have to look it up. I'm going to read it out. It's in Job. All right. Cheerful book. Job. Good laugh, you know. Well, it is actually. I mean, it's all right. It finishes well. So Job 36:16, and it says, "He is wooing you from the jaws of distress." Wooing is loving, you know, love songs. From the jaws of distress. Some of us this morning may feel we're in jaws of distress. And when you're in a jaw of something, you feel trapped. Yeah? Feel you can't get out. He's wooing you from the jaws of distress to a spacious place. This isn't what I was going to talk about, by the way. This is, I'm going completely off script here from, because God's told me I've got to do it. To a spacious place, free from restriction. Wow. This is in Job, guys. It's in Job. Okay. To the comfort of your table, laden with choice food. So it starts from distress, and then it gets really good, and then it gets even better. So, this morning, so we might be in a jaw of distress. We might actually be responding to the love songs of Jesus, and we're walking out of that restricted place, and we're actually on the way to a spacious place free from restriction, and we're on that journey. And God wants to speak to maybe people who are in distress, maybe folk that are on the journey to a spacious place, and actually maybe talk to us actually when we're in that spacious place free from restriction. But actually we could do with some sustenance, because we think, well, we're there now, what next? And you're feeling a little bit, you know, what you're waning a little bit. Yeah? Your strength is gone. And you're thinking, well, yeah. Where's my passion? And God wants to feed you to the comfort of your table. So it's your table. It's your bespoke table. It's tailor-made, personalized. You know, in the cosmetic industry, I deal a lot with personalized cosmetics, tailor-made cosmetics. This is like so much more, you know, personalized. It's for you. There's no, you can't, you know, it's like there's a seat there and there's nobody else who's going to take that seat. It's for you. And not only that, but actually you're going to get food which is your favorite food and not somebody else's. This is not a make-do passage. In fact, none of the Bible is make-do. God does not want us to make-do. He wants us to thrive and flourish. Yeah? Thrive and flourish. So, what would be good is if you are at any of that stage, and actually you're even not sure whether or not you want to sit at the table, because I understand that sometimes that, you know, you are so kind-hearted, as it were, that you think, I don't want to take a place at the table because I want to prefer someone else. I might be taking up a space for this person next to me, and they probably need it more than I do. Well, God is saying there's a table for each one of us. Yeah? So don't, you know, prefer someone else and think that's what God wants me to do. Actually, he loves the person next to you enough to give them their own seat, and he loves you so much to give you your own seat. There are enough seats to go around. All right? Enough seats to go around. So if that speaks to you, I just think there's a grace here, an anointing here to speak into that situation right here, right now. I really do. I don't know about you guys in the front row, but there is anointing to that. I can feel it, you know? So could we stand? If that resounds in your spirit and you think, wow, I could do with that. I mean, I'm already standing, so that's great. So I can minister, so I can let Jesus minister to me anyway. So I'm just going to get ministered anyway as I stand up. So don't wait for me to say anything. Just call out to Jesus right now. You know where you are. You know what you need. You know, don't let the preacher, as it were, start to speak. So start, you know, calling out to Jesus right now and articulate, actually saying, Jesus, this is where I am. This is what I need. I receive what you're giving me right now. And if you don't know where you are, but you're standing up because the Holy Spirit has prompted you, say, Lord God, what do I need in my life right now? What breakthrough do I need right now? What step do I want to take right now? Where are you showing me? I need greater clarity in that area right now. So just as it were, pull it down from heaven. You know, and if it helps, just reach up into heaven and start pulling it down. I need greater clarity, so I'm going to pull it down. I don't know what to do next, so I'm going to pull it down. I want healing in my life. I'm going to pull it down right now. So if you've got pain in your body, just put your hand on that part of your body if it's appropriate and just actually say, Lord, heal me right now. So kingdom of heaven come. Love of God come. Love of God come. Spirit of the living God come. We welcome you, God. We welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Angels of God, we welcome you. We need all the help we can get. Come. Come and help us right now. Just speak to the lover of your soul. Speak to Jesus now with the fiery eyes that we read about in Revelation. That's where he is it. You are in his gaze. You are in his gaze right now. Wow, those fiery eyes of love. Stare at him. Stare at those eyes of love. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. So just hear those love songs of God. For some of you, there's a kind of almost like something's happening with your ears, and it's just God giving you an upgrade right now on how you hear from God. So just say more of that, more of that. Some of you feel a stirring in your belly, and God is birthing stuff right now, birthing ideas, or birthing something that you're going to step into. And just say, more of that, Lord God. More of that. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And I just break off any mindsets that are keeping you in a place, in a jaw of distress, saying, okay, I'll make do. This is my lot. It is not your lot. God wants to call you out of that place right now. You want to break off any words that have been said over you, any agreements that you've come in line with that are not actually according to the word of God for you and the perfect plan that he has for you. And you can shake it off. You can shake off those words right now. If that helps you, just shake it off. Shake it off your shoulders, your arms, your legs. Let those chains fall to the ground right now. So the light of God come right now. Light come, darkness go. Life come, death flee. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Wow. Wow. And you are in a spacious place. And be careful, you know, like, you know, you may want to stretch out your hands. You don't want to poke out the person's eye next to you, and then we'll have to pray for eyesight and all that sort of stuff, right? But if it helps, just stretch out your arms and say, my goodness, I've got all this land, I've got all this, Lord. You know, the Psalms talk about, you know, you have brought me into a spacious place because you have delighted in me. You're his Hephzibah. He delights in you. Why is he doing this? Because he's so besotted with you. He loves you. Wow. Feel the space. Feel it. Wow. Anything is possible. Anything is possible in this spacious place through Jesus. He's saying, look, look at the view. Look at the view. Wow. You know, breathe in the air. Breathe in the air that's around you. This is freedom. You have songs of deliverance around you. I can just see songs of deliverance over people right now. There is a deliverance going on. It's not a noisy deliverance. This is actually deliverance. Songs of deliverance. So we just say that anything of the enemy that we have imported, that we've agreed to, or anything else that has landed on us, knowingly or unknowingly, we just break it off right now in the name of Jesus. Sword of the Spirit, blood of Jesus, break off any work of the enemy right now. And any demons you leave on the breath right now. So, you know, if you know you need to get rid of something, just breathe it out. You know, it's just like breathing it out. Leave on the breath. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're, you know, this, if there's anybody that is unable to smell, just ask God right now to say, Lord, I want to smell again. So I speak to those, the cells or the processes which are not there, that are not in line or whatever, to get in line right now. So the ability to smell, come, the inability, go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Wow. Amen. Amen. Isn't that good? Woo! Now, I realize I'm running out of time already. All right. I love it. It's good. Anybody want to say anything about that? You know, like, I actually had an encounter. This has happened to me for the first time. Just something quick and simple. Builds our faith. You don't have to, because I know a lot of these things are kind of private and all that sort of stuff. But while you're thinking about that, all right, because it does help us, yeah? So have a think that you want to come forward and say, God just did this. I broke through in this. You know, you don't have to give any details. If you don't want to, just say, and we can just say amen. Yeah. So I've forgotten your name. Sarah. Okay. So it was a bit of a joke this morning. We had a bit of a laugh because I know nothing about American football, you know, but it's the Super Bowl tonight. Okay. And you are for the New England Patriots. Okay. And it's against the Atlanta Falcons, okay. Yeah. So some of you may have seen me revealing my t-shirt to Sarah. All right. It was a prophetic, I don't normally do this, but you know, cause it sounds really super spiritual, you know, and I hate it when people say things like this, cause you think, are they real? Are they for real? I was just getting a t-shirt when I was packing a couple of days ago to come away, and I was looking at these t-shirts and God said to me, you know, I want you to take this particular t-shirt and wear it, apart from my river shirt, you know, which is, you know, I always wear this when I come to River Church. I'll come back to this, but so I just love this shirt. All right. So I chose it. I, you know, like me, you know, a bloke went into a shop, bought a shirt, you know. Next. In November I was in Florida and New York and stuff, doing some work, and also I was actually preaching at Justice House of Prayer. It's part of the House of Prayer Network in New York. It was full. It was full church. A lot of young people, you know, hip young people, and I had about 7 or 8 people, young people, came up to me. Maybe it's a young person's shirt. Maybe I shouldn't be wearing it, but anyway. And they'd never met before, and they would come up and say, "I love your shirt." I felt so affirmed. I mean, you know, I know I'm a son. I love Son of God, but you know, sometimes it, you know, anyway. It was good. We're coming back to the Patriots, all right. So anyway, so there we go. And so I'm going, so it was great. So I gave out, as you know, I have, for some of you who don't know me, ever since I've been to Sean Bolt's conference, do you know Sean Bolt's? About 3 years ago in Bethel, California, I've been just breaking through on asking for dates and numbers and all that sort of stuff. And so I came, I actually reeled off a whole load of stuff. So where am I? Just step out. We celebrate risk. Yes. We celebrate risk because that means I've already succeeded by taking the risk. No pressure. It's great. So I came out with these dates and, you know, and people, so I had a whole line of people that I actually, the year they were born, the date they were born, you know, I had people's telephone numbers and all this sort of stuff. I had to get a plane and I had to be smuggled out of the church. Because, well, not smuggled, but like, you know, we didn't have time to pray for everybody. And actually it's Jesus anyway. And the leadership said, Mark, you know, this is going to go on for 2 hours. You've only got like 45 minutes. So after 45 minutes, they whisk me out the back door, which is great. I mean, it's like being, you know, it's like, I was with some friends and they say it's like being part of the Rolling Stones, isn't it? You know, it's like, so I've got the shirt, I've got the, you know, anyway. So. But, anyway, I'm going back to do a workshop in New York sometime. When I meet your friend. So that will be. So this shirt actually had Atlanta written on it. Which I know is not a good. I know it's not good. So this is not, right, so don't worry about this, alright. This is not a prediction of the result. So don't worry. It's worth watching. I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's worth watching. And we're all getting back to Grace and 5777, don't worry. Remember we sang a song about rising from the ashes. What was that one, Paul? Yeah, remember that one? It was like the second or third one. I have to be careful because I might actually, I have a tendency to kind of migrate to a game show host style. All right, so I have to be careful I don't get there too early. Because I have no prizes to give. So if I say, come on down, you know, I have no prizes. So it was Joy. First song, Joy, and it was Rising from the Ashes. Yeah, okay, thank you. So do we know what the name Atlanta means in Native American? Rising from the Ashes. That's what Atlanta means. That's the root word, which is why God told me to wear it for today. Because it is about rising from the ashes. Things that you thought were dead, God is actually going to bring to life today. It's a prophetic statement. It's not a comment on, you know, the result tonight. All right? And I have no allegiance to Atlanta. But I'm actually, as it were, wearing a prophetic statement is the fact that God will actually, you know, bring, you know, things that he's promised that you thought were dead. He's going to bring back today. Wow, isn't that exciting? Yes. Trying hard not to cry because I have to get through this, you know. But it is really, you know, that's part of the reason why some of you are here. Things that you thought were dead, God's going to bring to life. He's going to bring, you know, it's like we read about people being physically raised from the dead, but, you know, God will restore these things. So if that speaks to you, I don't really care if you don't listen to the rest of my message. Just engage with God right now and actually go through the process and encounter him. It really doesn't, you know, I'd rather you engage with Jesus, you know. So if that's you, if that's what you've come for, great. Zone out. And zone into Jesus right now. Zone out from me, you know, and say, Lord, yeah, that's it. And don't worry about people around you. Just press in to him. Okay, so let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And that's Hebrews 4:16. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 1. 9 and 10. Jesus has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we've done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This was grace given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. So that suggests that the job's been done right from the beginning. So then when we talk about grace and everything else, actually, because it's already been given, therefore our prayer is not, Lord, give us grace. It's actually, it's already been given that we walk in grace because we already have it. No point asking in something we've already got. Yeah, I know, obviously in Christ Jesus, I know that's the key. In Christ Jesus, we have that. But once we have it, we can walk in it. Yeah, does that make sense? It was destroyed life, Jesus. Destroyed death, sorry. It was destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So, you know, he's been revealed through the beginning, through the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So there we have death to life. Atlanta, raising from the ashes. Okay, it's the last time I'm going to mention Atlanta today. All right. So what's that got to do with the Hebrew year? All right? Because the Hebrew passage is about, you know, bashing through kind of the doors, doesn't it? To our heavenly daddy and saying, I'm here. Approach the throne of grace with confidence. Yeah? I'm going to come back to that. Because we have every right to, because we're sons and daughters of the living God. So when those of you, like, you know, I have older children, one who went away, came back, living with us, another one who's away in Sheffield. And so when they come back home, they don't say, Dad, can I get something from the fridge? They locust the fridge, don't they? Yes, yes, with confidence. With confidence. And you come in for your favourite thing from the fridge and it's gone. How much more us to that throne of grace? We don't have to stand at the entrance and say, is it all right? We can crash through the doors and say, we're here, I'm here. Yeah? Okay. The enemy doesn't like us doing that, by the way, so he'll try everything to stop you. And if I forget that, can you bring me back to that? Because that will connect the two. All right, so here we go. Hebrew year 577. I have 9 minutes or 10 minutes on this, right? So, and the Hebrew year began in October 2nd, 2016, in Rosh Hashanah, and there's a whole load of stuff about 577. So, before I go into what those numbers are, Jim Gull, we've heard of Jim Gull? Yeah, prophetic man, good track record. Talked about pressing in this year and aligning ourselves with the intimacy of Jesus, the love of Jesus. So it's talk about alignment. Doug Addison, who works out of Bethel, but in Los Angeles, you know, he's talking about actually for us to see the harvest that's going to come, because it's 40 years since the Bob Jones, 40 years this year to the Bob Jones prophecy about seeing a billion souls. And so 40 years is significant because the last bit has now gone. Yeah, of that generation, actually, those 40 years, like wandering the desert. So now we can begin to see that. And he talks about being two moves. First, in the church, in the lives of Christians, to awaken. And he used the word stir up. All right, we were talking about stirring up last night. Ha! And preparing us for the second wave, which will be a revival and see many souls come to Jesus. There'll be a harvest, particularly of people that actually have never set foot in a church and actually just feel like they don't fit. because of the work that's been done in us. Yeah? As we're being stirred up, we can stir others up who are different to us because they recognize the stirring up in you. And he talks about aligning up with God as well, you know. So, with that word alignment in mind, let's look at 5777. 5 is grace. We know that. Yeah? So we have grace to move into this anointing. What is this anointing? It's the anointing of being aligned up with the plans and purposes of God. And being aligned up with God, the love of God. If you're aligned up with something, you can't get out of the way. You know, if I'm in line with you, you know, I'm talking, we're making eye contact. I can't actually talk without making eye contact with you. Yeah? When I'm here, I can't see you. So I, you know, whereas here, I can't get out of that alignment. Yeah? So it's the same way with the love of God. 7 is perfect timing. So today is the day. The year is the year. And 77 is a bit of Hebrew in here, right? The word for 70 is ayin, A-Y-I-N, right? And the word for 7 is zayin, Z-A-Y-I-N. And if you put them together in the right alignment, 77, ayin, zayin, do you know what it spells? Boldness. Alright, it's a good word, isn't it? Okay. Was that the Hebrew verse where we were supposed to run with timidity to the throne of grace? I think it might have been boldness, yeah? Ha! Hope you're getting this, alright? What happens if you put them the other way around? You put them out of alignment. Do you know what it spells? Fear. Put those Zion, A-N, spells fear, and Ayin and Zion spells boldness. That blew my mind. Ha. Where does the enemy want us to live in? Fear. What does he hate? Boldness. Therefore, what is he trying to get us to do? Be out of alignment. I mean, I'm getting a lot from this, I don't know about you, but I mean, yeah? Does that make sense? Yeah? If you think about the activities of the enemy, he's trying to get you out of alignment with the plans and purposes of God, the love of God, and everything that actually, the gaze of God, those burning fiery eyes, he's thinking, oh no! Oh no, Paul's going to be looking at the fiery eyes of Jesus. Quick, distract him, turn his head, do something. Because he's getting aligned with that. So as you align yourself, and you have the grace for that, and it's the perfect time, we run with boldness to that throne of grace and mercy. It's really quite simple, isn't it? And 2017, and I haven't got time to talk about that, but if you look at where the ark landed on Mount Ararat, it was on the 17th day. All right. So 2017 is all about the old being swept away and the new coming, because 8 people walked out of the ark, and 8 means new beginnings in the Bible. So I could talk about that. Maybe I'll talk about that at Marlow tonight. I don't know. Myriad of things we can do it. But maybe that's, you know, but that's, you know, and that fits in to the breakthrough and the new beginning, the encounter that we have in this year. So when we have a breakthrough, all right, so I'll get excited because I now talk about fear and intimidation, right? To reveal them for the weaklings that they are, all right? Okay, in the face of Jesus. Right, this is where fear and intimidation blown out of the water. you know, they, uh-oh. Okay, so when we are about to run through these open doors of grace and mercy to that receive grace and mercy to help us in our time of need, yeah? And we have different definitions for grace and all that sort of thing. But, you know, mercy actually is not getting what we do deserve, and grace is getting what we is getting what we've not earned. Bill Johnson actually mentions grace does not overlook sin, it empowers righteous living. Who doesn't want us to live in grace? The enemy. So when we're at that place, that breakthrough, you know, 17 is about breakthrough, and you know, etc. If today you are feeling a little bit of fear and a little bit of intimidation in your walk, and actually sometimes the closer you get to the door of breakthrough, it seems to increase. That's normal. Right? I get quite excited, to be honest, when I know I'm going the right direction, everything, you know, I'm doing what God wants, and then all of a sudden up pops up fear and intimidation. I'm thinking, great, I'm so close. I can smell the spacious place already. It's just almost, you know, I can see it. Because that's the last thing the enemy tries. He's tried everything else. And you're there, and he'll post fear and intimidation as the last resort to frighten you away from running through those gates to find grace and mercy. Because when you're running away from grace and mercy, you don't find it. And you don't get that to help you in your time of need. So of course he's wanting to frighten you away from that. So today, as you're aligned up with God and his plans and purposes and everything else, and you're saying, yes, Jesus, receive that boldness to say, well, okay, for intimidation, you might be there, but I'm going through. And it's almost like, and you can say, light of Jesus, darkness, go, you know, because they can't stand the light of Jesus. But to be honest, it is such a fabrication. You know the old movie sets, the westerns and all that sort of stuff. It looked really solid walls, but actually when you bang into them, you actually it's paper thin. That's what it's like with fear intimidation. They look really impressive. It's like giants in the land, but actually, oh, nothing there. There's no substance. Was that it? Yeah. Okay, so I've got 1 minute. I'm going to finish there, actually. Shall I recap? Or have we got it? I'll recap, shall I? Just a recap. Recap's always good, yeah? God wants to breathe life today into things that actually you think have gone, have died. And you can't, and it's doing your head in. You're thinking, God, you promised that. What's all that about? If there's, today is about alignment. This year of 577, to walk in boldness and not fear, so we can run to that throne of grace and mercy to receive them freely. Because as we line up with the plans and purposes of God, we spell boldness to the enemy. If we're misaligned, what do we run the risk of spelling? Fear. Because we line up with fear. We were talking about this last night. Is that what we dwell on, we give influence and power in our lives. So as we focus on boldness and Jesus and everything else, then that becomes empowering in our lives. If we focus on fear, then we give fear that permission and power over our lives and our actions and the way we talk. Yeah? Okay. So I'm going to ask to stand up in a minute. We're going to have some ministry. I wrote down some of the words. Square peg in a round hole. Stone, heart no more. And there's a third one. What does that say? Can you shout it out? Is that okay? God's reign brings freedom and healing. Okay. So those are for the words at the back. I'd love, there's a ministry team, the leadership can pray with people at the front to respond to that. But if you've got to go and you know, pick up kids and stuff like that, you can always come back. We're here till 1 o'clock. So can we stand? Can we stand? Wow. God, we love that your plan for us is boldness and not fear. Thank you, Jesus. What a relief. Happy days. Oh, isn't it? Wear it. Wear boldness. Yeah. Thank you, Lord God, that there's grace and mercy to follow us all the days of our life. So, Lord God, we just align. We choose to align ourselves with you right now. Your plans and purposes, your love, Father God, that in this year of 5777, that we, as it were, spell boldness and not fear. Lord God, that as in the year of 2017, that is a year of breakthrough and victory, Father God, that we would see victory, we would speak victory, we would walk in victory, Father God. And Lord God, if we're hesitating outside those doors of grace and mercy, Father God, that we just crash through and say, I'm here, I'm here. If there's things that are dead that you know actually are plans and purposes of God that need to be alive, just start calling them into being right now. I'd love to, it's almost like resurrection life. I'd love to, you know, impart that to you this morning. And actually, if the numbers 3547 mean anything to you, if it's the middle of your credit card or a telephone number or something like that, you know, 3547, I'd like to pray for you. September the 12th is important in your life or your family's life, or it's a date of birth or something, or you met your husband or wife or whatever. I'd love to speak with you. If your knees need strengthening, according to Isaiah 35, I'd love to pray with you. And if not, just get somebody from the ministry team. Or if nobody's free, just stick your hands on your own knees and say, Jesus, knees be well. So, Lord God, we just thank you for this morning. We just thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord God, release those in our life that they would almost like course through our body, Father God. That would just, our cells would resonate with grace and mercy because we need it. We need it. We do. And if we've got a lot of it, we need more of it. And actually, you know, if we've got more than enough, we'll give it away. We need to be overflowing with grace and mercy. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Kingdom of heaven come. Spirit of living God, come right now. Right now. Ha. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Yeah. And just thank you that actually this was not an accident for you today. All right? And well done. Well done. God wants to say to you, well done for the transaction that you've done, for the decision that you've made this morning. Well done. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kerry.